Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. As always, I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Keita Spock is with us, ladies and gentlemen. Keita is a brand new member of our Brain Trust. She's been with us before. She's the author of Tipping Point to Happiness. She's a speaker, a publicist. She's a communications expert. She helps people find happiness. She's worked with a lot of the stars, a lot of the big stars that you probably know, I won't say their name because we're going to talk about them in a minute, but a lot of very important stars, some people I was pretty impressed with, but the most impressive thing is she agreed to come back on my show, and she's our new friend, Keita Spock. Welcome to the show.
Thanks a lot, Jim. Pleased to be here.
It's good to have you back. Keita, I see that you worked with these, mostly singers, I guess, and one of them I see here is also an actor. I see him in quite a few movies. Were you helping them with their happiness?
Well, I'm hoping that by my presence and by my example, that just having a smile in one's face can make others feel better, feel better about themselves. That's a fact. And you were going to talk about, Jim, this idea that some people aren't so happy.
Well, that's the thing I was going to ask you. You and I both know people who, if anybody looked at them, you would think, wow, look at all the money they have, the houses, the cars, the planes, the vacations, the life, the fan adoration. How could anybody not be happy with all of that? But the truth is many of them are not happy, aren't they?
There's a couple of things here that we can refer to, Jim. First of all, some people look to the external stuff to make them happy. In other words, if they have one more car, or they think they have a second bedroom, a third bedroom, a fourth bedroom, or whatever, that these external trappings are going to make them happy. And this is false. And obviously, you've just nailed it on the head in the sense that someone who can have all these things is still unhappy.
One of the things I learned a long time ago, Keita, is if you can't be happy without money and stuff, you're not going to be happy with money and stuff.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. You've got to find your happiness internally. And to look at people who are just seem to be unhappy all the time, there are reasons for that. And let's go back to that. I'll go very briefly on this. Generally speaking, we develop our attitudes and our philosophy of life, if you like, through example. And we also learn how we are to be in life and how we are to respond in life through our caregivers, through our parents. And key here is your mom, in terms of what your relationship was to her when you were very, very small. And that's not to say, okay, moms are the reason I'm unhappy. Obviously not, because we all have choice. We all have the ability to make a decision.
Well, and also we all know families where mom raised the two children identically, and one turned out happy and one turned out unhappy. That happens all the time.
Yeah, but what is interesting is that as children we develop, if you like, maps in our brain. In other words, these maps are our emotional responses to certain situations. Some of those are learned from other people, from situations, experiences. And whenever we come across the same kind of situation or the same kind of emotion, we tend to respond the same way. That's our map running through our heads, through our brains. We, though, have the ability, and this is what's so great, Jim, is we have the ability to change our responses to whatever we've learned or to whatever we've been culturally
convinced. But see, you're presuming that I want to change. I mean, we have the ability to change. All of us have the ability to change. But the problem you and I both know, and this is what happens when we run into these people, is when you and I work for or otherwise are around unhappy people, they have the same ability you and I do, but they just choose not to. What do we do when we're around those people? Should we try extra hard to make them happy? Should we love them anyway, or should we just let them, you know, be alone?
Well, the thing is, Jim, you're absolutely right in this case that every person has the decision to make whether they want to be happy or not. We all have that power.
Mm-hmm.
If a person, one can certainly approach someone, and being the person you are through example, not through teaching or patronizing or arguing, that's not going to work. It is through being who we are that other person will eventually get have the light turn on, if you like, and see, you know, what's making Jim so happy? What's he got that I don't? And they're the ones that have to make the overture to you.
Mm-hmm.
They're the ones that have to, as you say, make the decision. If a person is very unpleasant and continually negative, then it's best for you and I to leave the scene.
Yeah. Because you can't take people like that on as a project, because they're not going to change. They're not going to change, you know. And I don't think I've ever seen anyone who was unhappy watch somebody who was happy and say, "I want to be like that." I don't think I've ever done that. I've ever seen that. One of the things that I think that you got to do if you want to be happy, I think I this is my opinion, Keita, is if you're going to become happy and less unhappy, you got to learn how to be thankful for what you have, whatever that might be, instead of being unhappy for what you don't have or what somebody took away from you. You've got to be happy about and grateful for, I guess I should say, what you actually have. What do you think?
I agree with you totally. The focus, and that is the difference between someone who is negative and positive, is the negative person is focusing on the negative, on what they don't have. And if they shift, again, it's a remapping of the brain. Focus on what you do have. And every morning when you get up, you say, "Gee, I am so thankful I have my family, a house, my job." And it's amazing how that shift changes your perception.
And let me tell you how to do this to the extreme in the marketplace, folks. If you make a presentation, a proposal presentation to a customer, and they say no, they give the business to somebody else, you can be disappointed about that, but I want you to be grateful for the fact that you got it. You had a shot. You actually had a shot. That means that something you did something good, and you can do that again the next time, and maybe get the business the next time. Keita Spak is our guest. Her last name is spelled S-Z-P-A-K. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.